KSRN News. I'm John Scott.
Donald Trump will name Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently plans to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York says two freshman senators will be allowed to attend Senate orientation this week. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Schumer drew criticism when he refused to invite Senator-elect David McCormick to orientation, despite the fact his race had been called days ago by the Associated Press. The Democrat winner in Arizona, Ruben Gallego, will also be allowed to attend now that his race has been called. Some of the criticism of Schumer came from Arizona's now independent former Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She wrote on X when she won election as a Democrat in 2018. She was allowed to attend orientation even though her race had not yet been called. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. jury has awarded $42 million to three former detainees of Iraq's notorious Abu Ghraib prison, holding a Virginia-based military contractor responsible for contributing to their torture and mistreatment two decades ago. The decision from the eight-person jury came after a different jury earlier this year couldn't agree on whether Reston, Virginia-based CACI should be held liable for the work of its civilian interrogators. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower, the Dow dropping 255 points, the NASDAQ down 43. This is SRN News. The bells of Notre Dame have come to life.
For the first time in 5 years, Paris heard the voice of the iconic cathedral's belfry. Reconstruction after the 2019 fire is almost complete at the 861-year-old church, and over the weekend they tested some of the 21 bells flooding the city with sound. The rebuilding will continue on into 2025, but it's mostly completed, and Notre Dame plans to open to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Antisemitism may leave nowhere for Israeli soccer teams to play. The latest violence against fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv squad in Amsterdam has some Israelis worried that it isn't safe for their teams and fans to travel to games abroad. Meanwhile, the European soccer governing body has ruled that Israel cannot host international matches either because of the war with Hamas. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines offering buyouts to ground workers at many of its airports, and it's blaming Boeing for the reductions.
Southwest says it'll offer buyouts and extended leaves of absence to avoid what it calls overstaffing in certain locations. Southwest is getting fewer new planes than it expected from Boeing because of the manufacturer's own problems. Southwest wants to reduce the number of baggage handlers, customer service agents, and other ground operations employees.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe, Southwest started the year with about 75,000 employees, hopes to cut that by 2,000 by year end. A $15 toll on vehicles entering the busiest parts of New York City could be revived. New York Governor Kathy Hochul considering ways to revive that program, which would charge drivers a toll to enter parts of Manhattan. She wants to implement the plan before Donald Trump takes office and can block it. More details at SRNnews.com.